again, what a pleasure it is to be among the people of God, serving God, loving God, singing praises unto God on this day. Before I get into my lesson, very briefly, I want to say to the congregation, thank you so much. You all don't know how important it is when you're going through something, especially when you're dealing with death in the family or injuries or anything like that. You all have been so very kind to send cards and flowers and, you know, texts and calls and your prayers, and they're greatly, greatly appreciated. And that's for the simple fact that I tell people all the time that I love my church. And I love my church because they love God. And the reason why I know that they love God is because they love me. And so that means a lot to me and my family, so I wanted to extend my gratitude and my thanks to the congregation and all of you for all the things that you have done. I don't know if I've said it yet, but thank you, thank you, thank you. And my mom told me some of the stuff y'all had to say about it. I just want you to know. I saw this and I thought it was appropriate during this time of year. And I know that some of us may have lost some loved ones. It may be a very emotional time of year. All of us have experiences that lead us and remind us of some trying times. But when I saw this, when I think about trying times, when I think about the things that we go through and the fact that we're about to go into the new year with a new goal, with a new theme, I want us to keep this in mind because life doesn't change. The obstacles that we go through don't stop, that we keep this in mind. There was a man who was sleeping at night in his cabin who suddenly in his room began to see light come in, and it filled his room. And God appeared. The Lord told the man he had work for him to do. And he showed him a large rock in front of his cabin. The Lord explained to the man that he was to push against the rock with all his might. So the man did that. He did it day after day after day. For many years, he toiled from sunup to sundown, his shoulders set squarely against this cold, massive surface of this unmoving rock, pushing down with all of his might and all of his strength. Each night he returned to his cabin, sore, worn out, feeling that his whole day had been spent in vain. Since the man was showing discouragement, the adversary, Satan, decided to enter the picture by placing thoughts in his mind, and not just regular thoughts, weary thoughts. He says, you have been pushing against this rock for a long time and it has not moved. Thus, he gave this man an impression that the task that was given to him was impossible and that he was a failure. These thoughts discouraged and disheartened the man. And Satan said, why kill yourself over this? Just put in your time, give just the minimal effort, and we will understand, and it will just be good enough. That's what the weary man planned to do. But he decided to make it a matter of prayer. And so he took his troubles, he took his discouragement, and all of his thoughts to the Lord. The Lord, he said, I have labored in his prayer. I have labored long and hard in your service, putting all my strength to do that which you have asked me to do. Yet after all this time, I have not even budged that rock by half a millimeter. What's wrong, God? Why am I failing? And the Lord responded in a compassionate way. And he says, my friend, when I asked you to serve me and you accepted, I told you that your task was to push against the rock with all of your strength, with all of your might, with all of your heart, which you have done. Never once did I mention to you that I expected you to move it. Your task was to push. And now you come to me with your strength spent, thinking that you failed. But is that really so? Look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscled. Your back is now broad and brown. and your hands are calloused from constant pressure. Your legs have become massive and hard. Through opposition, you have grown much, and your abilities now surpass that which you used to have. True, you haven't moved the rock, but your calling was to be obedient and push and to exercise your faith and trust in my wisdom. That you have done, now I, my friend, will move the rock. At times, saints, we hear a word from God. We see it in the word. We read the word. We understand what he's telling us to do, what he's commanding us to do. And instead, we tend to use our own intellect to decipher what he wants, when actually what God wants is just a simple obedience and a faith in him. By all means, exercise the faith that moves mountains, but know that it is still God who moves the mountain. When everything, saints, seems to go wrong, just push. When the job gets you down, push. When people don't react to the way you think they should, push. When you seem to feel as if the things that we come up with, shepherds, and all the efforts that you put in don't seem to be penetrating the heart, you just push. When the money is gone and the bills are due, you just push. When people just don't understand your faith walk in Christ, just push. And push means pray until something happens. If you're here this evening and you haven't been pushing and you need the prayers of the church, maybe you have not obeyed the gospel and you understand that there's a disconnect, there's a void in your life, and you're pricked at the heart just basically by the things that God has said. You're pricked at the heart basically understanding that there's a separation between way you've been living and the way you should be living. If that is you and you have it in you to say to yourself, I'm willing to push for God, please come now as together we stand and sing.